Oklahoma has looked incredibly pedestrian through the first 3 weeks of this season. Now, could that be lack of focus because they're taking on what should be far inferior teams? Maybe, but that's not a problem for a Josh Heupel-led team, and that's why they're number 6 in the latest AP polls in Oklahoma. Yeah, they're still number 15 in those same polls. It also might be why the Sooners, who started as the favorites, are now the home underdogs against the Vols, which hasn't happened in decades. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass.
It's one that I'm really looking forward to. There's so many people that have been a huge part of my journey that I get a chance to go back and hopefully get a chance to say hi to a bunch of them. It starts with teammates. It's coaches that I had. It's a lot of coaches that I coached with. There's a lot of personnel that's still there. Guys that I coached, guy that was in my wedding. There's a lot of people back there that I'm familiar with and have a lot of respect for.
I'm sure that's a reaction a lot of us were not expecting to hear from Coach Josh Heupel when the questions about his return to Norman started firing. But it got me thinking about past conversations I've had, with Jimmy Himes here on the podcast. If you remember those conversations about this return to Norman, thank you for following along. If not, let this be a sign to subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. But Jimmy would have conversations with Heupel, when's the last time you were in Norman? And he says, about 10 years. Well, what happened a decade ago? It was when he was relieved of his duties of co-offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, kind of indicating that there's really not a ton of love lost. He's moved on from that chapter of his life, hasn't really had a need to go back, despite all that he accomplished while he was a player at Oklahoma. But the fact that he was able to meet these questions with humor, he was able to crack jokes, he was able to be lighthearted, again, not something a lot of us were expecting. Certainly doesn't give OU any bulletin material leading up to the game. But even when other questions started coming up, like, how are you enjoying these questions about Oklahoma? He even had a chance to joke there, and he says, oh, I thought I did pretty good on the first one.
I thought I handled the first one really well. So I'm good with any question about Oklahoma.
And when I try and go into the archives of my mind and I'm remembering past Monday press conferences with Coach Josh Heupel, I can't really remember any where he's this smiley, where he has this much candor and humor with the reporters who are asking him questions about the upcoming game. And while he's being flowery in his reminiscence of his time at Oklahoma, it brings me to my post-game report Jimmy Himeson had after Kent State and talking about focus. In this Monday press conference, what was really highlighted, the underlying tone of all of this, is that they have the right focus. They had the right focus against Kent State that continued this week, because what's really at stake, what's really important, is that league play is opening on Saturday, and it's against a ranked opponent, a chance to get their second ranked win on this season. It's also a chance for them to get that statement win, to continue to bolster their campaign that they are a college football playoff worthy team. He continued to add into this, idea of focus when he even took time to thank Oklahoma for his time with the Sooners, because that's led him here to Tennessee.
We were able to build there in a short amount of time as a player, but then my coaching career from, the guys that I played for to all the coaches that were there during my career all made a huge impact on me, and I wouldn't be here today at Tennessee if I didn't have all of those experiences. So tremendously grateful for all those people, and Brent is somebody that I learned and grew from as a young coach so much, and a ton of respect for him.
And now, because of all of these kind words Coach Josh Heupel has said about Oklahoma, he's not expecting it to be a pretty friendly atmosphere.
Should be a great crowd. It's a passionate fan base. I'm expecting them to be extremely quiet for us out of respect to me and our program, too. So.
At Wallace Real Estate, trust is more than just a word. It's been our foundation since 1936. Whether you seek backyard adventures or a quiet spot for your morning coffee, we understand what makes a house a home. Our agents are here to simplify your home journey and to lead you through the process, whether buying or selling. With Wallace Real Estate, you're getting more than guidance. You're gaining a local partner dedicated to bringing your dreams to life. Start your real estate journey at wallacetn.com.
So now that we got that out of the way, something else that caught my eye this morning was a tweet by ESPN Stats and Info after the new line came out today that Tennessee is about a touchdown and a half favorite against Oklahoma. ESPN Stats and Info said that the last time Oklahoma was more than a touchdown home underdog came in 1998 against Texas Tech. The last time a ranked Oklahoma team was more than a 4-point underdog was 1978, the season before former head coach Bob Stoops took over. A really long time ago, about 46 years ago, were they ever this much of a home underdog? And really, since the lineup was revealed, or the lines were revealed when the matchup was first announced, it's kind of been swinging in Tennessee's favor. First, Tennessee was a 2.5-point underdog. Thursday, they were a 5.5-point favorite. And now they're about a touchdown and a half favorite against Oklahoma. All of this to show that the way Tennessee has been forming, this focus that they've been having, is paying off in a big way, and they will, because of that, have the advantage over Oklahoma coming into Saturday.
Over in Charlotte and crowd being divided in half, I think is a part of preparing him, but our entire football for this too. You know, the way we've prepared spring ball, training camp, our guys will be ready for this. It doesn't make the challenge any less difficult because of those things. You got to do ordinary things at a really high level, and you got to do them consistently in this, and that's communication. That's where it starts, in particular on the offensive side of the ball with crowd noise. But it's everybody, you know, all three phases of the game, alignment, assignment, and technique after that.
And we talk so much about this focus and the depth and talent on this roster. Even tight end Miles Kittleman says, Josh Heupel really hasn't even said much about the homecoming, hasn't really talked about it at all and what it means to him, just that it's an SEC game, and they got to be ready to go on the road.
Well, Coach Heupel hasn't really hit on homecoming necessarily. We treat it just like any other game. Coach Heupel's done a great job of that. You know, obviously we know what this means to him, but at the end of the day, it's us versus us. No matter who the opponent is.
We'll dive so much more into this matchup coming up later this week. As you know, Tuesdays we'll hear from more of the coaches. We'll talk a little more X's and O's, how the defense and offenses are going to be matching up. Then Friday, myself and Jimmy Himes will have another conversation because it seemed that that was something that you all enjoy. So I definitely want to continue to do that, as I do want to make sure that I'm listening to you all and giving you the feedback that you so kindly give to me. So we will have a keys to the game on Friday, what Tennessee needs to do to get a win over 15th ranked Oklahoma. Also coming up, it's the race for the summit for Pat Summit. It's a 5K race, and if you've noticed on some of my YouTube shorts, I am doing a little bit of running, and it's to get prepared for that. So hopefully we'll have some content coming up to preview that race and effort for the Pat Summit Foundation, who of course was a legendary coach here at Tennessee for the Lady Vols. So a lot on the docket this week for Full Disclosure. So thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe to continue supporting what we're doing here at Full Disclosure, and I will talk to you guys later this week.